Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, spirit, soul, and body. Just to give you a quick update, we're looking at changing our schedule, and if you want to be kept updated on what we're going to be doing as far as the radio programming and the blog, I encourage you to go to www.wecanprepare.org and sign up in the subscription block there on the right of the page, the top, the right, top, the right-hand column, the top, for the feed burner subscription. And it's a double opt-in, so once you opt in, once you sign in, you have to complete the process by responding to an email that will come to you, so we can be sure that you want to receive these updates. But what you'll then receive is everything that we post on the blog, which is where we'll be putting the updates. And what we'll be looking at is the schedule of these programming, these teachings we've been doing. We want to move forward a little more quickly. We've been doing this particular approach for a couple years now, and we want to make sure that those who have already been through the process also have current news and teaching about what God is doing now. So we've hopefully given you enough to encourage you to pursue this direction and being able to hear God for yourself and get healed and overcome your enemies. And if you want more information, continue to follow what we're doing, and you'll catch on pretty quick. We also have the resources available on the site. So if you want to move it at a different pace, I encourage you to check out Getting the Three-Book Series, the Eternal Life series, that will give you the basics for what we've been talking about. Obviously, the radio program can go a lot into a lot greater detail, but the basis is there. And what, again, we're teaching is about knowing Him, being able to hear God for yourself, that He is the authority. And we need to be able to distinguish His voice from all others, including our own. You don't have, any one of us don't have a corner on what God is doing. But when we connect with Him, we do have access to all the information that's available in our spirit. So we are working to be able to receive everything He has for us. So let's, when we are aware of an area that He's trying to speak to us about, we want to be sure that we pursue that, that we pursue what He's doing until we are satisfied that we know and are, that He lets us know that, okay, we're done. We're good with this. We can move on to the next thing. I think that is part of our big challenge, is that so often we are aware of an area God is bringing us into what He's doing, and yet He does not always let us know that we're not done yet, so we want to be very much aware that when he starts something, we are to pursue it until it's done. And that if we don't do that, what we're ending up doing is simply starting all these areas and never finishing anything. We're going from one thing to another and never following through, never finishing and completing and really accomplishing those things that God wants to do in our lives. This life is opportunity. And very often we are not taking up the opportunities that he's made available to us. So we look at when he is aware, when he makes us aware of an area, we want to pursue it. So what we want to continue to do is talk about the overcoming of the world and what we are always going to be battling. Just because you overcome an area doesn't mean it's not going to continue to be something that it's going to come up again. It's like that your enemies only have certain ways to get at you. And when we know that, we don't take it personally when we endure the same problems over and over again. So let's pay attention to what God is teaching us and follow through with that and not be so anxious to move on to the next thing. Wait for him to lead us to the next thing rather than trying to continue on in our own strength, on our own effort, and our own energy. So we've been talking about overcoming the world system, and the evidence and some of the things we'll notice as we overcome. We overcome our physical and financial needs. As we are healed and begin to accept and live according to our true identity, our confidence in our Father's desire and ability to take care of our basic needs grows. This is through experience. This is not because you say the right prayers or you have the right number of people praying for you because you've done the right thing. It's because you are hearing from him. And you're in the place not because you are following scriptures or somebody else tells you to do, you're in right relationship, whatever the heck that means, but because you're hearing from him. For instance, if you believe God has called you to do something, he will provide the funds for that, or whatever you need, the lessons, the teaching. But you don't just sit there. For instance, if you believe he's called you to be a doctor, to go into the medical field, guess what? You got to go to school for that. He's not just going to drop the knowledge into your brain and provide you with a medical license. So you're going to have to research, find out what you need to do, and again, continuing to depend on God, he will provide the direction, but we take seriously what he says to do and the direction he gives us to take. So it's not like we are just sitting there waiting for him to act on us. We are actively working with him. We are yoked with him and doing the work with him. But our confidence grows, and our needs become less and less important to us because He has provided, and we've experienced Him providing for us on a regular basis. We don't want to wait for a crisis to find us out. We want to be aware of it on a regular basis, day by day, moment by moment basis. Because we learn that these are areas in which He can teach us great lessons, what we need to know. As He wishes, in order to bring us into that full oneness in Him and with Him. Now, His confidence in us also grows. And as we grow in good stewardship, stewardship is not about what you do with your money. It's also about how you treat all your resources, your time, your attention, your physical body, so many other aspects of your life. So anything that's under your authority is your resource. And how you care for all of that. When you have been irresponsible in one area and expect God to fix it, because for whatever reason, you are presuming on grace. And that's not something He's going to honor. Just because we tell Him He has to help doesn't obligate Him in any way. But as we depend on Him, and He gives us more and more opportunities, He also provides greater and greater resources. We are given greater opportunity to be givers on all levels. Again, that's a reflection of our new nature, our new identity. The basic essence of love is to give. So dependence on Him in these areas keeps us from being vulnerable to manipulation by others, especially in religious circles. And I'm sure you've experienced it as well, that when you are learning new things from God and you start bringing it up to those around you, there's manipulation, either subtle or not so subtle, regarding friendship, regarding involvement, regarding finances. For instance, if a leader of a group or a teacher in a group or anyone in a group decides to be moving on with something new that the group is not on board with, people leave. People withhold their financial support, their emotional support, as a way of expressing their displeasure or their disapproval of what's being taught, rather than asking God if this is for them, if this is for them. So we want to get over that. We want to be giving where God wants us to be giving and being, attending, and being involved with what He wants us to be attending and being involved with. There may be times when God has you involved in a work that you have a real hard time with, but you're clear that this is what He wants you to be doing, and you just do it. Doesn't matter what other people think. Well, oh, by going there, you're giving approval to that thing or that situation and that teaching. Like, look, your response is, look, this is what God wants me right now. I'll leave you to the interpretation of it. You depend on God, and that's, you don't know what you may not know what he is forming in you or what he may choose to do through you. And in a sense, it's none of your business. Your business is to be dependent on him and acting on that dependence. That's what obedience is. Knowing what God wants and doing it and being it. So next, we overcome time. As we become a whole being, we learn to live as the eternal spirit beings we are now, even as we are inhabiting these earthen vessels. This gives us a very different perspective on this life than unbelievers have, and unfortunately many believers as well. Since time was created by God, it is under his control completely. It is therefore under our control as well. One of the things we're learning here on this earth is how to rule and reign and even use time. Time is a resource. That's another one of those things we are learning to be good stewards of. God often begins by challenging our ideas and beliefs of what happens after death for believers and non-believers alike, and even before this life. This is why we've come up with these doctrines of predestination and, you know, that there's a cutoff time, the age of accountability, just because we don't have all the information, but we want to draw conclusions anyway, because we want to control God. We want to have all our questions answered now. And even though we don't have all the information we need, we're going to draw conclusions anyway. That's what gives us a sense of control. But that also gets us into trouble. Because without all the information, without hearing from God, we're going to draw the wrong conclusions. So this leads us to approach life and death with wrong perceptions, believing lies. This also gives us false ideas about what this life is about. So many people, the only thing that's important is how many people they brought to Christ. Or if, when they die, they're in a proper relationship to him. Otherwise, they won't go to heaven. Whatever that means. So, what we want to look at is what we're hearing from him. Again, it goes back to, he is so reliable to be drawing us to whatever area he wants to train us in. We can trust him to be teaching us what we need to know for tomorrow. We can trust him that we will be prepared. Though we value and enjoy our time here on earth, this life, we acknowledge that our days are already numbered and insignificant in the overall scheme for our existence. When you talk about eternity, eternity is not related to time. So we're here in time basically as a blink of an eye. We have no idea what came before or after, and we don't want to draw any conclusions based on the faint glimpses that we have had of both. use that curiosity to ask God, Lord, is this curiosity from you? Is this something you want me to pursue? Lord, give me understanding in this area. And let him provide you with the information. He might just be trying to get your attention to lead you in a totally different direction. Is that okay? Does he know what's best for you? Are you already in agreement in your spirit? Then we keep an eye out for arguing with him. What he has for each one of us will continue on into whatever realm or age comes next. Just as we've been preceded in the previous realm or age by challenges and changes and opportunities we don't yet recall or have been blinded to in this time. As we recognize that the battle to overcome the world is his, and he's already won it, we enter into his rest. Our labor now is to agree and believe. And even this ability is given by the Spirit, who is now joined to and resides within us. We are one in him with our new spirit identity, as with all aspects of healing. Overcoming the world and learning how to overcome the world is done according to his timetable. So we'll also be learning patience. We all see things in ourselves or in our situations that we'd like to change, and of course we'd like to change them now. But sometimes God just lets us live with them. And that's his choice too. We've agreed to it. So what are some hindrances to overcoming the world? We generally get bogged down battling hindrances ourselves. God will not let us overcome these hindrances in our own strength, out of our own mind, will, and emotion, out of our soul. Unless we know this, it is here, trying to overcome the world in our own strength, that we usually spend most of our time. We can be hindered from overcoming the world system because we don't recognize it. And instead, we find ourselves blaming the devil or our flesh. The world system can be just as damaging to our healing and our rest as either our flesh or the devil. But because the world system is so prevalent and much less obvious, it is easily excused. For instance, ministers often measure their success by the worldly standard of the number of people in their congregation, not by resting in the success already achieved on the Lord. We can be hindered from overcoming the world system by our flesh. This can happen in many ways, depending on each one of us, our individual situation. For instance, flesh hinders our overcoming of the world through the generation's false expectations of what we are owed by the world, or what we deserve, either good or bad. Our flesh will lend credibility to the claims the world places on us. So to counter, we will often rely on our flesh to meet or defeat those expectations. In other words, if you expect that because you are tithing in your church, Nothing bad will ever happen to you financially. You're in for a rude awakening if you haven't already received it. If you believe that if you attend church and pray with others that you'll never have a physical illness, you've got another thing coming. If you have basically any of your own expectations, let God deal with them. Bring those to the surface so that you can experience the rest that comes from letting those false expectations fall to the ground and be replaced by confidence in reality and truth. Flesh also hinders our overcoming of the world through our current beliefs, which are most often formed around what makes us feel good and what others tell us to do. But if you want to get healed, your beliefs will have to change. There's a lot of people that, if those are the options, they'll stay sick. They'll stay wounded. Because the beliefs that they hold are more important to them because they give a sense of control. Their whole lives are wrapped around the idea that if you do God your part, God will do his part. And to challenge that belief, even if it means a physical healing, an extension of life, or peace and comfort, restored relationships, they'd rather believe the lie. So, flesh hinders our overcoming of the world by refusing to change. Healing requires change in our mind, will, and emotions. If we are not willing to change in any of those areas, we are blocking God's healing there. Now, this is something he knows too. So, it's not that we are, you know, surprising him. It's not that he is, oh, you know, throwing his hands up in the air and, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to handle this. She's blocking me at every move. It's all according to plan. He's patient. And remember, in your spirit, he's already 100% satisfied with you. Really, the issue is between you, your soul, and your spirit, because it's your spirit who's trying to get rid of your flesh so your soul could be joined to it. You're not fighting against God. You're fighting against your own spirit. Flesh hinders our overcoming of the world by wanting to maintain control and independence. Usually, in order to achieve success or control rejection by the world's standards. Anytime control comes into it, flesh is involved. Flesh hinders our overcoming of the world through not wanting to give up our right to gain acceptance, love, and honor through our achievements. We want to be our own dictators. We want to be our own gods, our own kings. We want to be the ones to decide what success is for us. But God will not let us continue to live as victims of our enemies. Instead, he's teaching us to rule and to reign now. So we'll begin back together again Thursday, same time, 7:30. Until then, have a great rest of the midweek, and be sure to visit Diane at the update. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane.